Chairman Reed, Ranking Member Inhofe, distinguished members of the committee, thank you for your ongoing support for the Army as we continue to work to significantly transform to meet future threats. I'm really pleased to appear before you today as I near the one-year mark of being Secretary of the Army. We've accomplished a lot this year, but we have a lot of work ahead of us. We remain focused on our three key priorities: people, readiness, and modernization. The FY23 budget request enables us to support the National Defense Strategy, take care of our people, and meet operational demands at home and abroad. We will invest $35 billion in modernization, almost $2 billion in military housing and infrastructure, and fund 22 combat training center rotations in FY23. We are modestly reducing our end strength from 485,000 soldiers in the active component to 476,000 soldiers this year and about 473,000 soldiers in FY23. We're doing this because we're really focused on ensuring a high-quality force. We did not want to have to lower our recruiting standards. At the same time, we are working hard to adjust our recruiting efforts given the challenging recruiting environment that we and the other services are facing. We're also committed to maintaining our momentum on our six major modernization portfolios. In FY23 alone, we will field four long-range precision fire systems, the first long-range hypersonic weapon battery, our ship-sinking mid-range capability, the precision strike missile, and the extended-range cannon artillery platform. We're also modernizing our air and missile defense systems and adding another Patriot battalion to our force structure. We continue to fund both the development of FLRAA and FARA, which are scheduled to field in about 2030. As important as it is to maintain momentum on modernization, people are the strength of our Army and our greatest asset. This budget increases soldier and Army civilian pay and funds a number of important quality of life improvements, including barracks, family housing, and childcare initiatives. We remain focused on building positive command climates across the Army. Positive command climates begin with good leaders, and our new leader assessment programs are truly helping us to select the very best leaders for command. To reduce harmful behaviors, we're building out a prevention workforce that will help us with our efforts to build cohesive teams that are trained, disciplined, and fit. Our SHARP Fusion Directorate pilot brings together in one place all of the resources to assist victims of sexual harassment and assault, and those pilots are up and running. We've also hired a new civilian director for our Criminal Investigative Division, and we will establish the Office of Special Trial Counsel later this summer. We continue striving to prevent suicide in our ranks. We've started conducting 100% mental health wellness checks in some of our units, and we are surging behavioral health resources to where they're most needed, even as we confront a national shortage of providers. And as we focus taking care of soldiers and their families and transforming to meet future threats, the Army also plays a key role in addressing threats in the here and now. Today, we have over 45,000 soldiers in Europe to reassure our allies, deter aggression against NATO territory, and assist Ukraine in its fight to defend itself. The Army, as you all know, has provided a wide range of lethal assistance to Ukraine, including javelins, stingers, howitzers, drones, ammunition, and even Mi-17 helicopters. And while we're focused on Europe, we have not taken our eye off the pacing challenge of China in Indo-Pacific. Through Operation Pacific Pathways, we deploy thousands of Army forces and equipment sets to the region for exercises that strengthen joint force integration, demonstrate combat capability, and promote interoperability. In just the last 2 years, our 5th Security Force Assistance Brigade has deployed 40 advisory teams to 14 different nations. The interoperability and relationships our Army forces are building with allies in the region increase the potential for additional access and combined action in the event of a future conflict. Our access, presence, and influence around the world are enduring advantages that contribute to integrated deterrence. To continue building this enduring advantage relative to our adversaries, we have to pursue cutting-edge experimentation and innovation. Much of our experimentation activity will culminate this fall at Project Convergence 22, where our sister services will join us with operational units and new technologies to work together to solve key operational challenges. America's Army is fit, trained, and ready when called upon to fight and win the nation's wars. We're transforming for the future, which we have to do given the very dangerous security environment we face each day. I'm proud of everything that our soldiers do to protect our country and look forward to your questions this morning.